Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, they have introduced Patriot Act 2, the sections they were unable to pass in the last few years, piecemeal, along with a bunch of other draconian legislation. It's now in a secret committee hearing throughout the next week, a group of hearings. The public isn't allowed to be involved or know any of the details for, quote, security purposes. And after we take some calls, I want to go back over some of the subsections in the original Patriot Act 2. And finally, the press is reporting on the secret arrest, on not having warrants anymore, period. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier. I'll also get into Medford, Oregon, the Mexican flag flying above the American flag at government buildings. Isn't that all part of freedom? And so much more. We've now learned more details of the mega earthquake back in December and just exactly what it did to the earth and the tectonic plates. You might be surprised by what you're going to hear. New information there. But you've been holding for a while. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Dale in Florida. Dale, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is Bill in Florida.
Okay, well, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, hey, Alex. Great talking to you, fella. I've got our Constitution in my hand, and how about Article 1, Section 8? The Congress is to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. Now, to me, the border being wide open and the Mexicans coming across in millions, to me, that's an invasion.
And that's Article 1, Section 8?
Yeah, Article 1, Section 8, our Constitution, yours and mine, and the other people that are American.
We need to write an article and point that out. But Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down.
I know, but still, yeah, it says Congress shall provide for recalling forth militia.
No, the executive branch is supposed to execute what the Congress does,
right?
Not supposed to run the thing.
So this is ammunition for impeachment. All these congressmen that put up their hands, swore in the Bible to uphold the Constitution, yours and mine, and they're not doing it. This is grounds for impeachment.
No, you're right, Bill. This is our country. This is a nation of laws. The government isn't all-powerful and isn't God, and they shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be getting away with this.
Yeah, but they should be impeached.
Listen, I totally agree with you. Bill Clinton should have been impeached, and the least of which for some, you know, intern. I mean, that was bad enough, but for the Chinese generals and the spies and the all of it. But Bush has been protecting Bill Clinton since then, and now the stuff Bush has done dwarfs what Bill Clinton did because we're just further along in the New World Order.
Yeah, but don't you agree with me that we're being invaded?
Oh, openly, it's being said as part of the federal plan. Thanks for the call. Great points. Bob in Rhode Island holding patiently. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
We're doing a radio program, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, on your main page, right, where it says, listen, 1320 a.m. in Rhode Island, they became a sports show now, so you're no longer on there.
Yeah, I need to. I thought we took that affiliate off there.
And
Is that affiliate still on there?
It got sold, and then the people...
No, I'm asking you, is it still on my website that needs to be taken down?
But I want to talk to you about...
I mean, that happens. Stations sell, they change formats, and then we gain new stations, we lose new stations. It's kind of an equilibrium thing.
I'm listening to you on the internet, though, which is real cool, but...
Well, welcome, sir.
In Rhode Island, right? These three officers, they stole guns from guns that were going to be destroyed, right? That were gathered up in investigations.
I see one of those stories every month, yeah. They steal the drugs, they steal the guns, they sell them again.
They stole, three officers stole a total of five guns, and then when one good officer found out that one was missing, they were going to do an investigation. These three officers come forward, and all that happens to them, they don't lose their jobs, they get suspended for 3 weeks each.
I didn't see that particular article, but I'm familiar. I mean, look, cops go and shoot up a whole neighborhood and shoot their own cops and shoot innocent people, and nobody gets in trouble. I mean, it's just general craziness. Bob, anything else?
When you had J.D. Hayworth on, how did he feel about what you're saying on the radio?
Well, he agreed that Bush is trying to get the borders wide open.
And everything else about the about 9/11 and everything.
I need to get him back on. He said he'd come on for longer. I didn't have a chance to ask him about that. Bob, thanks. We're going to move quick now. Nick, Steve, Eric, and others. 1-800-259-9231. PresentPlanet.tv is the website.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know what I feel like? I feel like a firefighter who is trying to fight about 500 fires at once. I mean, that's what it feels like. Any of these issues, we could spend all day on them. There are just so many things that are happening, so many liberties we're losing. And look, I'm not being negative by telling you this. I mean, I'm sure most of you already know this. We've got to talk about it. We've got to defend this country because we've defeated a lot of stuff. I mean, if you weren't out there doing what you do, things would be much worse. Unfortunately, most Americans are politically involved, are either liberals or conservatives, and they don't even know that that is a completely false system. There is no difference in the Republicans and Democrats at the top. They actually have fake little fights to make you think that you have some type of choice within that controlled system. Now, I'm just going to explode through your calls. I'm giving each person about 60 seconds because I want to then get back into Patriot Act 2 that they're trying to pass, and some other news, and then I want to get into the structure and operations of the New World Order in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. Nick in Canada. Nick, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to read you a quote right off the bat from Margaret Mead. It says, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." And I think that pretty much sums up exactly what you're doing, and I want to thank you for having your internet sites and your radio broadcast because you're opening the eyes of a lot of people all around the world, myself included. But one topic I want to discuss with you is something that I've heard you talk about briefly before, and something that came to my attention thanks to Rens, who I've heard was on your site the other day, and I'd listened to that quite carefully. And that's the topic of chemtrails. I've seen both of your films, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, and your latest film. And I think they were both genius. I've made several copies and passed them on to as many people as I can. And I want to urge you and encourage you strongly to please do something and make a film on the topic of chemtrails.
Well, I know it would be a bestseller. It's just that other films have been made that have done a good job exposing it. There's also a lot of disinformation out there on the subject. I mean, let me just say this for people that don't know what you're talking about. Everybody, watch old movies. I mean, from the 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, mid-90s. Watch TV shows from the 90s and 80s and 70s. You never saw jet trails in the sky. No. I mean, growing up until about 6-7 years ago, a jet would fly over, it would leave a trail, it would dissipate in seconds to a maximum of 2 minutes.
Right.
Now, starting in the late 90s in Austin, Texas, and all over the country I've seen it, I've traveled all over the nation, you know, many different states, I mean, I see condensation trails forming at 3,000 or 4,000 feet where I never saw them before. They sit there for 2, 3, 4 hours. I've been, you know, at my house doing yard work, cleaning out the garage before, and seeing a trail sit there for 5 hours
right.
on a still day. And then start billowing down towards us. I mean, something's going on. And then I dug up all these government documents about different chemical, biological, radiological spraying, thousands of tests they did from the 40s right through to the modern day. We know they've done some of this, and then there's all the kooks who point at any condensation trail and go, look, they're spraying! And, you know, those are ice crystals. And, it, you know, I mean, if it dissipates in a few minutes, no, it's not spray. I want to know why magically everything changed in the late 1990s. And clearly from a lot of scientists and experts and the government documents we have from HARP, and, well, it was in ABC News that the Russians for the... VJ Day or whatever, you know, the Russian day that they defeated the Nazis where Bush went over there.
They were going to share good weather for that celebration.
Yeah, there were storms all around the city, and they had been raining all week, and they flew in with jet fighters and sprayed chemicals and stopped it. And so, I mean, I've got a Weather Channel piece that listeners sent me, and then later I actually saw it on TV. One of the few times I was watching TV, I caught it, a show called Atmospheres, and a thing called Weather Wars. It admitted they were controlling the weather over Vietnam. I mean, they could totally control it in the late 60s. And then they have these antenna farms. They spray chemicals, and then they use HARP in the upper atmosphere over it, and then they use some of these big antenna farms on the ground that are at secure locations that then charge under it. The two resonate together, and it does something to the atmosphere. We know that's going on. We know that's real. We know that Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 said there are weather weapons, there are earthquakes, seismic weapons. We got 1950s documents for tsunami bombs. I mean, that's BBC. So this stuff is real. I've got a bill published in my book, Descent into Tyranny, where it talks about the weather weapons. So there's something going on. The question is, are they adding something to jet fuel? Because that's the only way the airlines could be involved, and then it's being distributed that way. Because I'll see a jet, literally maybe a mile away from another jet, at both of them at 35,000 feet. One isn't leaving a trail, and one's leaving a gigantic trail. Or a jet's right at the same level as another jet, leaving a ice crystal trail that dissipates in 30 seconds, and the other one's there an hour and a half later. I want to know what's going on. Thanks for the call. And see, I just said I'd go to each caller and spend a minute, but that was such an important subject, we spent 3 minutes. And I get frustrated, but it's we've got to do it. Steve in Kansas. Steve, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good to talk to you. There was a bizarre bank robbery here in Olathe, and, you know, being that I've watched 6 of your 10 movies and handed a bunch of them out, you see the SWAT team, the police officers in ski masks, and then the actual hostages of that bank robbery, they were handcuffed by the police and led into a restaurant for the police protection. These guys got guns.
Now say that again. Who was led into the restaurant?
The police officers escorted, you know, the bank people into this restaurant handcuffed because they didn't want anybody, any of the said perpetrators would be bank robbers to you know, mix in with the crowd, so they handcuffed.
Well, this is something that's done. I've seen it in cases where the person's already fled 10 minutes earlier, and they handcuff everybody.
Well, yeah.
And then now if there's a school threat or something, they, you know, bigger and bigger areas in the neighborhood, larger and larger areas, they shut them down, they search every house, they handcuff everybody. Well, I mean, it's like that case up there in Goose Creek, North Carolina, where they made 200 of the kids in middle school line up, the dogs would grab their bags
and
rip them open. The people would start crying, and no drugs were found. It was just a routine sweep. We put guns to your head and put everybody in handcuffs and have dogs bite your bags. I mean, this is Nazi Germany. Oh, we got to stop the drugs that they're shipping in.
It's just bizarre to me. Why do you handcuff somebody when you're the one that's holding, you know, automatic weapons? You have, you know, 10 police officers around them, and you still have to handcuff somebody. Don't you think that John Doe is going to say, that guy doesn't belong here?
Well, they never did it in the past, and I appreciate the call. But, again, the citizens are evil terrorists, and the nice men in black mask and black Nazi Kurzel helmets that look quite like Darth Vader will keep you safe. Eric in California. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to change the subject really quick. Hey, back to the police state. I know you had, like, police state 2, the takeover, something like that. I think in one of them you talked about how the desensitization of our youth to the military, and I just come to realize that back in the 1990s, at a Boy Scout fair, I was heavily involved in the Boy Scouts, the military was there, and it's so shocking how they show how it's just normal to be there and stuff like that. They even got to the point where I actually said, here, young scout, this is an M16 rifle. This is a 9mm gun. I remember actually holding them, and I mean, obviously they're unloaded.
Yeah, guns are evil for your parents. In fact, it's been on the news where one case of 4-year-old, the other case is 10-year-olds are out shooting guns in the backyard. The neighbors panic and call the police, but then the military comes into schools, does demonstrations, mm-hmm. does all of this. It's good when they have guns. Again, I'm not against the military.
It's just amazing. I mean, because I remember at the time, in fact, I'm watching a thing on the military channel about the military, and I'm just psychologically.
Yeah, they have the new military channel.
I mean,
that's on commercial TV to propagandize us. Maybe all the channels will be government soon.
I mean, I just want to make a point about how. Don't think it's just some kooky paranoia thing. It's still true.
Well, no, they admit they're recruiting in the schools and threatening to arrest people that don't show up at the recruitment office. Thanks for the call, Eric. Great points. Was that Goose? A lot of interesting names today. A lot of interesting callers. Goose in Ohio. Must be related to Skunk who called earlier. Hey, Goose, how you doing?
How you doing, brother? Out here trying to wake up people in Ohio. I had to say that you do Randy Savage better than Randy Savage does Randy Savage.
Who is Randy Savage?
The wrestler.
Macho Man Randy
Macho
Savage.
Macho Man, yeah.
Step into a Slim Jim. Ooh, baby, you're going to get it. Yeah. You're going down.
I get a kick when kicked
I'm gonna
out of
defeat. Me. I'm gonna defeat Hulk Hogan today. Wrestling's real, and I'll kick your tail if you say it isn't. Oh yeah! and the point is wrestling isn't real, but millions of adults think it is. Just like they think the elections are real.
Exactly. Well, one thing I did want to mention, and I don't
Ooh.
Know if you know this or not. Our Constitution is like. Only
the Constitution's going down to keep this republic safe from terrorists.
It only governs the U.S. territories Ooh. And the outlying areas. Actually, people in their personal state.
Yeah, the states in the past made their own laws.
Yeah, and, you're governed under the state constitution and not the original constitution. People need to understand that. And if you go
but
read
now
the,
we're disbanding the Senate and regional governors will
yeah,
be controlled.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. I got a whole. You know what, here, I got to go fast because I got a bunch of news to cover in a short time to get there. Good points, Goose. Linda in Kansas City, Missouri.
Thank you. I'm reading from the Kansas City Star, Tuesday, May 17. We have an arsonist in Kansas City who's going to trial. His name is David Ryan Jay, and he set 14 fires through Johnson County on the Kansas side. And defense attorney Deb Snyder described Jay, 24, of Olathe, Kansas, as a very sick young man suffered from paranoid delusions of enslavement by the New World Order.
You're joking.
No, this is in the...
And I bet money that he was on Prozac or something.
Well, Jay has pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect.
Stay there. You got to email this to me. This is amazing. I've got to hear this. So stay there, Linda. And then we'll talk to Tim. And that's going to be it for calls because I got to get back into the Patriot Act, too, that they're trying to pass secretly right now again and what's really in it. And then I want to get into the structure of the New World Order. A lot of stuff to cover. A short time to get there, but we'll cover it all. Keep it locked in.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We talk about real issues of significance that actually affect you and your family. That's why we call it Real Talk Radio. Only got about 35 minutes left. I'll take two more calls in this short segment, come back in the long segment and speed through how they're trying to expand the Patriot Act, how they have it in the secret Senate committee. Very, very serious. Go over some of what's in this legislation and then get into the structure of the New World Order. Occasionally it's important to go back basically over where the New World Order came from, what their goals are, what they're doing. Right now, let's go back to Linda in Kansas City, Missouri, I guess a KCXL listener. Linda, good to have you on board with us. So you were bringing up a article in the paper today where some young man who's an accused arsonist had delusions of the New World Order. I wonder if the prosecutors told him to say that, or, you know, he could be somebody who has mental problems, and it's not our fault that he hears President Bush's father call for a New World Order or Gary Hart on C-SPAN. It's not our fault that he may have seen CNN where they said, yeah, the Bilderberg Group wants a one-world government. You know, we have that video on Infowars.com. So, I mean, the New World Order is a real thing, but I guess we're still evil if we talk about it, and it causes you to spontaneously commit these horrible attacks. So, Linda, give us the actual text of that article and the headline.
The headline is from May 17, not today, May 17, 05.
So a few days ago.
B section, Metropolitan section. It's www.kansascitystar.com. Top of the page, it says defense alleged arsonist very sick. And the fires were set between March 7th and March 11th. He's already going to trial, pleading guilty for his mental disease or defect.
Well, it's just you know, a terrible thing that has happened, and if he's pleading guilty, but I guess he's saying he's innocent for reasons of insanity. I mean, that does sound insane, but there have been people who go out and commit attempted assassinations because they love an actress. Does that mean it's the actress's fault? No, it doesn't. But I'm very suspicious about the claims of that newspaper, because I've seen that newspaper really attack those that are concerned about global government in the past. I mean, Reuters yesterday came out and said that the CFR came out with the Canadian, U.S., and Mexican government and wants to get rid of the borders and merge our military and police. So that was Reuters. So I guess Reuters is engaging in bizarre conspiracy theories.
Well, the Star also says that one of the properties was worth $7 to $8 million. So 14 fires. Some of those fires have been put out. Weren't set well enough.
Do they say why he claimed he did this?
Oh, well, that's exactly the defense attorney, Deb Snyder, described Jay. A very young, sick young man suffering from paranoid delusions of enslavement by the New World Order.
Well, that is a problem that we found. Programs like this do attract schizophrenics and other people because they're already unstable, and then they hear us play clips off CNN where they say world government, Bilderberg Group is real, they want world government, they hear us play clips where presidents call for New World Order, they hear us read articles where they say we're going to have a cashless society, they hear us go over all this, and it does cause them to have some extra stress. But so will a plane flying over them. So will, you know, basically somebody honking a horn outside their window at night. Ooh, it's a conspiracy. They're out to get us. I mean, there are paranoid delusionals out there. But this guy may be completely innocent. This may be totally made up. We don't know. We've seen so many pieces of propaganda, so many frame-ups, so many crime labs lying, so many police lying, that you never know what to trust anymore. That's the problem with tyranny. He may be completely innocent, or he may be a delusional, paranoid schizophrenic, but we should all pray for this young man and pray that the truth comes out. Anything else, Linda?
Well, the article is written by Tony Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O, Nancy Starr.
All right, thank you. Somebody find that clip, or I'll try to go find that clipping, and we'll try to get it posted with some comments. Last caller I have time for today, Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim.
Alex, I got to say it, you saved the best for last. that last caller sounded like a page out of Project Megiddo,
where it says the homeschoolers are evil terrorists, the gun owners are evil terrorists, the FBI flyers, they have the drills where friends of homeschooling against public education, made-up groups attack schools. And
anyone that speaks of a New World Order conspiracy.
That's what it says, yeah. So I guess the president's a terrorist then, because him and his daddy talk about it.
I was going to ask you if it would ever be possible to do a show on the expiration and reparation on how we can claim our American citizens back versus U.S. citizens.
Or you can say your state citizenship. You know, all of that is real. They do operate to the 14th Amendment and contract fraud, getting you to waive your rights. The problem is the government is under admiralty law and doesn't even follow their own admiralty law. It's just the force of the gun and the black ski mask and the gulag. It's just you do what we say, absolute power. As the new attorney general, when he was the chief counsel of the president on legal matters, Alberto Gonzalez says Bush is the law. He makes the law. He can violate federal and state laws. He is basically God Emperor, great dear leader. Thanks for the call, Tim. China News straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Live from the Minnesotan Mothership Command Base. It's Alex Jones. All right, I want to hurry through some of the subsections. I'm only looking at about 8 pages of these. Some of the subsections that are in Patriot Act 2. And again, it gets confusing. I've said they passed much of Patriot Act 2. They have piecemeal, but the really bad provisions they're trying to pass now, calling it the reauthorization of Patriot 1 and strengthening it, because the terror threat doesn't expire. Well, we know that, because the globalists are behind the terror. And the government has ordered the border to stand down. Now, I covered how under Section 501, a U.S. citizen engaging in lawful activities can be grabbed off the street and thrown into a van never to be seen again. The Justice Department states that they can do this because the person had inferred from conduct that they were not a U.S. citizen. Again, that's the enemy combatant designation. And under Section 802, we're basically talking about any type of misdemeanor being able to be used as terrorism. And we've seen the examples of this. A preacher buying a Quran to analyze the religion for his Sunday school class. Somebody selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes. Pot dealers. People paying off county commissioners to get more zoning for parking spaces. All charged under Patriot Act. Or all gone, all being persecuted through the Patriot Act. It's amazing. But skipping down to some of the subsections that we haven't gotten to yet. Section 312 gives immunity to law enforcement engaging in spying operations against the American people and would place substantial restrictions on court injunctions against federal violations of civil rights across the board. Section 101 will designate individual terrorists as foreign powers and, again, strip them of rights under the enemy combatant designation. Section 102 states clearly that any information gathering, regardless of whether or not those activities are legal, can be considered to be a clandestine intelligence activities for a foreign power. This makes news gathering illegal. And, again, this is how they could implement it. This is what it actually says. I mean, Bill Clinton signed an executive order for urine and blood testing or other tissue samples back in 1997 to get a driver's license for state standardization. But that doesn't mean that they're ever going to implement it. They're just trying to put this on the books. But a lot of this they are already implementing even before the legislation has ever been passed, like searches without warrants and things like enemy combatant designations and arresting people and saying that, you know, no courts are above the president, he can do whatever he wants. Section 103 allows the federal government to use wartime martial law powers domestically and internationally without Congress declaring that a state of war exists. Section 106 is a bone chilling in its straightforwardness. It states that broad general warrants by secret FSIA court or FISA court, a panel of secret judges set up in the Star Chamber system that convenes in an undisclosed location, granted under the first Patriot Act, are not good enough. It states that government agents must be given immunity for carrying out searches with no prior court approval. This section throws out the entire Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. Section 109 allows secret Star Chamber courts to issue contempt charges against any individual or corporation who refuses to incriminate themselves or others. This section annihilates the last vestiges of the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Section 110 restates that key police state clauses in the first Patriot Act were not sunsetted and removes the five-year sunset clause from the other subsections of the first Patriot Act. After all, the media has told us this is the new America. Get used to it. This is forever. Section 111 expands the definition of enemy combatant designation. Section 122 restates the government's newly announced power of surveillance without a court order. Again, that's finally in the news, years after they introduced this. Section 123 restates that the government no longer needs warrants and that the investigations can be a giant dragnet-style sweep described in press reports about the Total Information Awareness Network. One passage reads, "Thus the focus of domestic surveillance may be less precise than that directed against more conventional types of crime." Note, over and over again, in the subsection after subsection, the Patriot Act, the second Patriot Act, states that its new Soviet-type powers will be used to fight international terrorism, domestic terrorism, and other types of crime. Of course, the government has already announced in Section 802 of the First Patriot Act that any crime is considered domestic terrorism. Section 126 grants the government the right to mine the entire spectrum of public and private sector information from bank accounts to educate to educational and medical records. This is enacted into law to allow Echelon and Total Information Awareness Network to totally break down any and all walls of privacy. The government states that they must look at everything to determine if individuals or groups might have connection to terrorist groups. As you can now see, you are guilty until proven innocent. And it's just page after page of a subsection. Section 127 allows the government to take over coroners and medical examiners' operations wherever they see fit. and see how this is like Bill Clinton's special medical examiner he had in Arkansas that ruled that people had committed suicide when their arms and legs had been cut off. Section 128 allows the federal government to place gag orders on federal and state grand juries and to take over the proceedings. It also allows individuals or organizations to even try to quash a federal subpoena to then get in trouble as terrorists. So now defending yourself will be a terrorist action. Section 129 destroys any remaining whistleblower protection for federal agents. Section 202 allows corporations to keep secret their activities with toxic biological, chemical, or radiological materials. Section 205 allows the federal officials to keep all of their financial dealings secret. Anyone investigating them can be considered a terrorist. This should be very useful for Dick Cheney to stop anyone investigating Halliburton dealings. Section 303 sets up a national DNA database of suspected terrorists. The database will also be used to, quote, stop other unlawful activities. It will share the information with the state, local, and foreign agencies for the same purposes. Section 311 federalizes your local police department in the area of information sharing. We've got all the articles here today about federal grants for total information awareness network type systems, data mining, hooked right into the feds, folks. Federalization, end of the 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment. Section 313 provides liability protection for businesses, especially big businesses, that spy on their customers for Homeland Security, violating their privacy agreements, so they get paid by Homeland Security to do that. Remember last year, the headline, USA Today, scoff laws get reported when they ordered pizzas, and it says big change when you call to get a pizza. They check your location to see if you have a warrant, and then instantly they get 20% of any court fees or fines. It goes on to say that these are all preventative measures. Has anyone seen the Minority Report? This is the access hub for the Total Information Awareness Network. Section 321 authorizes foreign governments to spy on American people and to share information with foreign governments. Section 322 removes Congress from the extradition process and allows officers of Homeland Security Complex to extradite American citizens anywhere they wish. You've all heard about the torture flights going out of the country, one of the Red Sox jets being used, remember that? It also allows Homeland Security to secretly take individuals out of foreign countries. No one had even heard of this 2 years ago when I wrote this analysis. Now it's all mainstream. Section 402 is titled Providing Material Support to Terrorism. This section reads that there is no requirement to show that the individual even had the intent to aid terrorists, but unknowingly did in the past, even before someone was listed as a terrorist. Section 403 expands the definition of weapons of mass destruction to include any activity that affects interstate or foreign commerce. Section 404 makes it a crime for a terrorist or other criminals to use encryption in the commission of a crime. Section 408 creates lifetime parole, basically slavery, for a whole host of crimes. Section 410 creates a statute of limitations for anyone that engages in terrorist actions. Again, removes any statute of limitations for anyone that engages in terrorist actions or supports terrorists. Remember, any crime is now considered terrorism under the First Patriot Act. Section 411 expands crimes that are punishable by death. Again, they point to Section 802 of the First Patriot Act and state that any terrorist act or supported act of terrorism can result in the death penalty. Section 421 increases penalties for terrorist financing. This section states that any type of financial activity connected to terrorism will result in time in prison and $10,000 to $50,000 fines per violation. Section 427 sets up an asset forfeiture seizure provisions for anyone engaging in terrorist activities, which is all misdemeanor activities. Folks, I sound like an auctioneer. I'm reading so fast, I can't read the rest of it. For the video camera taping me in here, because I'm going to put this on TV in Austin, you can see this big old long article. I mean, there's no way to do the Rush Limbaugh thing where he goes, now, there's no way to read all of this. I mean, it's just, this makes Nazi Germany look like a joke, folks, concerning the laws they passed. I mean, this stuff are the type of powers that dictators have given themselves throughout history, and you can read my analysis on the websites right now. All right, let me try to get into what the New World Order is briefly, and then I'm going to cover some other news here in the last 18 or 17 minutes that we've got left as I stare at the atomic clock in front of me, 42 minutes and 49 seconds into this final hour of broadcast. Let me try to calmly go over this as simply as possible. I'm sure we all know that organized crime exists. I'm sure we all know that there are hundreds of thousands of people worldwide charged each year for conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit bank robbery, conspiracy to defraud, conspiracy to embezzle. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people or more each year charged with that in the United States. But then you talk about government conspiracy, which has always been the most dangerous thing in human history. That's just common sense if you've got a five-year-old's education level on history. And it's, oh no, government's always good, just trust them, they're totally wonderful. Well, the Founding Fathers said don't trust government, watch it, be wary, keep control. This is important. But then we look at the basis of what the modern organized crime syndicates are today. When you hear about the Italian mob being busted for something, or some MS-13 Latin American gang being busted, or you hear about some cartel that got busted, those are low-level people that didn't pay their cut into the federal government, that didn't launder their money through big American banks. This is the reality. And so all the New World Order really is good old boy networks, a grouping of the most powerful and most wealthy, influential families who've been interbreeding together for at least 400 years. They like to keep money in the family, who have become absolute total masters at buying up media, founding universities, instituting whole philosophical and political ideas, writing the textbooks for the school of thought. They've given us false maps of the mind. And I'm asked a lot, you know, if Masons are good or bad. A lot of founding fathers were Masons. A lot of the founders of Texas were Masons. I mean, I've had great-grandfathers and great-uncles and people who were Masons, and they weren't evil. You know, they went to church. They were Christians. You know, they read their Bibles. But they were low-level Masons, my friends. They didn't know that there are really 360 degrees in the Masonic order. They think there's only 33 degrees. Porch Masons are only told that there's 33 degrees. And they're told that when you get to 33, you learn all the big secrets, and that's it. Well, when you get the 33rd degree, and only in some cases, do you then learn that there are all these other degrees. And again, they didn't have the word intelligence agency 3,200 years ago, you know, with Imhotep in Egypt. Okay? And back in Egypt, and then in Babylon, and in other, you know, founding civilizations, mathematics was associated with magic. And they would worship these gods, and they worship numbers. They thought, man, this is incredible. They worshiped the stars and how they moved, and thought that they were entities, thought that they were gods. And so, as time went on, they got more and more power because they knew the mathematics, they knew the science of medicine, and they were the top individuals in the king's court, in the Pharaoh's court, in Nebuchadnezzar's court. They were the top guys in Solomon's court. And so, you know, Masons tell you that it just goes back to Solomon's temple. That's low-level Mason stuff. It goes back to Egypt. That's what the symbol's the pyramid. And so this predates Christianity. And power always corrupts, and so very early on they got very, very corrupt, very, very abusive. And the pyramid is their symbol of the slaves below with the capstone and the godhead symbolized by Pharaoh. And the number two guy for Pharaoh was always his building master. And the number three guy was always his doctor. And the first university was set up over 3,000 years ago there on the Nile Delta, where Cairo is today, and they set up these universities, these, quote, mystery schools, where they taught you the mysteries. And so mixed in with mathematics and the planets orbiting and all these real things, all this religion, this Luciferian, light-bearing, sun-worship religion, got mixed into it. And then we fast forward to, I don't know, I don't want to get my history wrong, what is it, 2,400 years ago? Or even longer, Moses is up on Mount Sinai, and the Israelites have left, and a lot of them serve Pharaoh, and a lot of them were builders' servants, and so these secret universities had taught them a lot of this information. It also simultaneously spread to Babylon, and it had spread to Greece by 2,400, 2,500 years ago. So that's why no matter what secret society it is, it all goes back to this same system. And that's why modern buildings are built according to these certain cubits and these certain calculations, and there's all these occult trappings. And Moses goes up on the mountain, he comes down with the Ten Commandments, and he's very angry because the Israelites are all worshiping the golden calf. They're all back worshiping Moloch, the owl. They're all back worshiping all of these things, and so God kills a bunch of them. Well, it's that same idea. It's that same group. And then people say, well, they're builders. They gave us civilization. They're good. They're not bad. Well, yeah, they've built a prison. They've built a control grid. They've used their knowledge for control and domination and personal power. and they're in control today, and that's why their symbols are the all-seeing eye. That's why their symbols are the pyramid. That's why their symbols are the 666, or the Time Warner symbol and the Diamond Shamrock symbol, and that's why all these symbols are there. Because, folks, I've studied politics. I've looked at it. I never got into this. I mean, I was just a conservative who wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And every time I studied things and followed a rabbit trail, it would end at this door. And behind it was always this Luciferian cult. It was always this Luciferian system. It was always, and they're ruthless. They see us as scum. They see us as slaves. They see us as garbage. They say because we don't know all this, we're neophytes. Or we are, basically serfs or peons or minions or slaves. And they say that it's their right, having this godly knowledge of the great architect, who's Lucifer, to dominate and engineer and control us. And we say, no, you are abusive, you are inbred, you are degenerate, you are a cancer. You've used your knowledge to enslave, and you've made sure other people didn't learn knowledge, because you guys had so much knowledge, you realized that all knowledge was important. And the Bible tells us that the people perish for lack of knowledge. And so now today, they're setting up a worldwide police state. They're setting up a worldwide system of domination and dehumanization and total, absolute control. And they're putting in their cashless society grid, where computers will track and trace everything we do and build detailed psychological algorithms and tracking systems for our mentalities that will even be able to predict what we'll do next. And they're going to have population reduction through vaccines and one-child policies. These are their open, stated goals. And they're going to get rid of our borders and bring in a world government and destroy any culture's independence and background and society. They want to destroy the family, because you owe allegiance to your father and mother, your daughter, your son, your grandmother, your grandfather. You won't owe allegiance to the all-powerful state. They think they're God. They want to be worshipped. They are the synthesis of thousands of years of control freaks getting more and more evil, more and more inbred, more and more sadistic and bloodthirsty, and they must be stopped.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies, because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now here into the final segment. There's a lot of news we didn't have time to get to today. I'll go visit PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I want to try to hit on a few final ones here, though, that are pretty important. Before I do that, who knows, I guess I'll have to on Monday. Maybe I'll spend a whole hour on the history of the New World Order, and I'll write some notes up and do a presentation. If I remember to do that this weekend, I'll do that when I get back to town in good old Austin, Texas. I want to thank all the great folks at Genesis for having me up here. They've been really nice, and I've enjoyed spending time with the great crew. It's just really nice folks up here. They got such good attitudes, and that is so refreshing compared to some of the people over the years that I've worked with. But before I hit a few final news stories here, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. It's my best work. You've heard the rave reviews from the listeners. We got discounts where you can get it as low as $14 if you get multiple copies of it. It's a miniseries. Covers 9/11 like no other film. Covers the who the New World Order is, the death cult that controls them. I mean, the real Sith, folks. This is serious business. We get into the latest police state stuff. It's a very important film. Please get it. Operators are there right now to answer your questions about all my films, to tell you about the different specials. No obligation to buy, by the way. You can just call and ask questions if you need to ask questions about the films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, you can watch all my films, my weekly TV show, special reports, my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films have been authorized to post there, PrisonPlanet.tv or 888-253-3139. I mentioned this, but I need to get into it a little bit more. Placing Mexican flag above Old Glory. Mexican flag flies in Oregon Employment Office, Medford, Oregon. At least they're allowed to fly the American flag. In South Texas, you can't. Walking into the Oregon State Employment Office at 119 North Oakdale Avenue in Medford, Oregon, can already be a daunting experience for many who are looking for work or have to file a claim, but to many it can be a stressful occasion. Being met by a Mexican flag, hostile above the stars and stripes on the back wall of the state-run office is for many, like Earl Howard of Shady Cove, Oregon, downright un-American. And they got a photo of it. It is conspicuously above the American flag. And it is also, most of the things there are in Spanish. Again, free health care that citizens don't get. Free everything. Free tuition. Just more of everything. Total service. It's about driving the wages down. I mean, they should. You ought to be up here in Minnesota. I mean, you can't be an American, period. You can't even be a black person, and it seems, and have a job at the airport. I've been up here 3 or 4 times. And it's all Somalis. I've never seen a taxi driver in a Somali. I've never seen somebody working at the airport, at the stores in a Somali, working at the restaurants, the bars in a Somali. I haven't seen one of the baggage people who in a Somali. And I guarantee you, people want those jobs, folks. And again, I'm not against Somali people having jobs, but they import people from the third world to drive down the wages. They're importing the Indians to take all the high-tech jobs. And under this new amnesty plan, it'll be unlimited. So, very, very serious, folks. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down, but you're being told to give up all your liberties and take a national ID card, or the evil terrorists will get you any second. Very interesting broadcast today. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And then, of course, back on Monday, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. And coming up Friday, June 3rd, 7 and 10 p.m., Alamo Draft House, downtown Austin Cinema. I'll be showing Martial Law, two separate showings there. And Wednesday, June 8th, 8 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. God bless you all. Have a great weekend. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.